When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Dick Vermeil joins us. Typically Friday is at 8 o'clock, but he's with us right now. We always love the opportunity to have Coach Vermeil on the program. He's brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals, meaning you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. The legendary coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
You know, Dick, quite a week for the Eagles. You know, you just heard John and I talking about it. I mean, can you detail for a moment the complex, because Sirianni dealt with a lot this week, and I've been extremely impressed with how he's handled it. Can you detail when you're an NFL head coach and players are talking and the media's talking and everyone's talking and the nation has its eyes focused on you saying stuff's going wrong? What is that like as a head coach to deal with all that all at the same time?
You know, in my era, remember the last game I coached was January 1st, 2006, okay? There was a lot of media, but nothing like it is today. So we weren't confronted with the issues that they have as often as they're confronted with them today. I mean, it's every week there's something for any team or all teams, you know? So, I just say that's how the media makes a living, and that's how coaches learn how to handle problems better and say, not add to the fire by saying the wrong thing to the media. You know, there's just so many people evaluating the game today. You know,
sure.
Next-gen stats. They got how fast the quarterback ran the long run the other day. My God. You know, so I think the number of people evaluating it has created more of a problem than the game itself or the player themselves.
Yeah. So, Dick, this one's an interesting one, though, in large part because it was totally created by actual Eagles players. Like, A.J. Brown spoke out, Brandon Graham spoke out. They didn't have to, they chose to. What would you have done as a head coach? An Eagles legend, B.J., injured, out for the year, and one of the two or three best players in the Eagles, A.J. Brown. How would you have handled it if you were Sirianni?
First off, I hope I would have prevented it through my constant head coaches meetings. I always talked about never overload your rear end with your mouth, okay? And it's so much easier to do that today. So that's the first thing. You try to prevent it from happening. You know, but I think sometimes today we tend to make a bigger deal out of it than we really should, both in coaching and players and in the media. You know, I get mad at my wife at least two or three times a week, and she gets mad at me about six times a week, okay? So it's all right for a wide receiver to get upset. It's not surprising that Brown is first guy to get upset, you know. He's a hungry receiver. And I think they've clarified many times the only reason he gets that way is because of his desire to make a contribution to winning. I don't think it's you can contribute it to his arrogance within his personality. And I could be wrong, but I think, you know, like you said, Nick handled really well. Plus, they have a lot of coaches on the staff that can help handle these kind of things and cool them down. But I've seen players getting fist fights on the practice field and then in the locker room hugging each other. Okay, sure. So the game is so intense today that we just sometimes we just have to learn to overlook those kind of situations. Now, if it's an arrogance problem, then the coach has got to handle it. But we've already stated a couple times that it isn't arrogance with A.J. Brown.
So your ability to control your emotions, Coach, you're famously emotional, and
right.
You have somehow been able to control those emotions to work for you. How can a coach teach a player to utilize his emotions better for good? AJ, sometimes it feels like the emotions get, you know, out of control. How does a coach help a player get those reined in so they can be used for good, for productivity?
Communication, trust. You keep talking about it. If they trust you, they listen to you. You know, and like I've said many times, there's no correlation between age and maturity. And there are 25 to 28-year-old players that need to continue to mature. Some of them never do, then they normally last that long in the league, okay? But a lot of players go through issues when they're young and being evaluated like they are, and they gradually mature to handle it better. Same with coaches. Grimey, I used to, I had players come off the field and say, "Coach, will you please shut up? I'm tired of you yelling at me." I just think the A.J. Brown, nobody knows him better than the coaching staff. No one knows him better than his quarterback. No one, you know, the city respects and admires our quarterback. He's proved he's a winner, okay? Mm-hmm. A.J. Brown has been here a couple of years, and he's made our quarterback a better quarterback.
Sure.
So I think there'll never be a divorce. There might be some arguments.
Sure.
Dick, let's talk about the QB. You know, I think AJ's initial point was he's just really frustrated with the quarterback not playing better. I'm very concerned about Jalen in the passing game, but I acknowledge he does a lot of other good stuff that helps the team win. How concerned are you with Jalen's passing? And by passing, I mean the reading of the defense, the getting the ball out quick, being on time, that stuff. How concerned are you?
Oh, I get concerned game time when I see it happening. When I'm a spectator. You know, I don't know what he's been told to do. But I spent about 2 hours yesterday going through evaluating Jalen Hurts' career. You know, this season alone, 7 of the 11 games he started, he's had a quarterback efficiency rating over 100, okay? 3 times over 126. So
wow.
I would say on last Sunday, I would give more credit to Carolina. I've had the opportunity to start out coaching 3 losing teams. And the one thing I've recognized about losing teams, when you have a good coaching staff and good morale on the staff and keep them fired up, they get better as the season goes along, but they never get credit for being a good team. Carolina has improved a lot. The quarterback has improved tremendously. The defense has improved. The running back is one of the top running backs in the league. And what happens, you get a team like that with a losing record. They come in and play a winning team. The winning team's attitude is not what it ought to be because they think they're going to blow them out. And the losing team knows they're getting better, and they can't wait to prove it. They're more motivated. And I've had it. Now, I'm proud to say a couple of times my losing teams beat real good playoff teams toward the end of the season. Why? Because they got better. So I think in this case, sometimes we've got to give the defensive team, the opponent, more credit than we give them. And don't evaluate them through the whole season. Evaluate what they've done the last 3 or 4 games. Hey, they've played some good teams and played them well, including the Chiefs. So be careful of over-evaluating a winning team playing a losing team. But I think sometimes Jalen almost acts like he's not aware where everybody's going with the pass.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Pattern. Sometimes that's due to a head coach or a passing game coach putting in 3 or 4 new things in the game plan that they really haven't run under game conditions. And all of a sudden it gets game conditions and you don't react as well because you haven't really seen it under fire. That's sometimes the reason. The other reason, sometimes the quarterback just misreads it, and doesn't really see what he ought to see. But there's no question he hangs on to the ball a little too long. You know, I did a study yesterday, compared him with Tom Brady, you know, career-wise. Jalen's completion record right now in his career is 64.2. Tom Brady is 64.3. Okay. Glenn, interception percentage, Jalen Hurts, 2%. Tom Brady, 1.8. Career rating, Jalen right now at 93. Tom Brady at 97.2. So he's got an edge. The big edge is his sack percentage. Okay. And he gets sacked 7.2% of the time in his career, where Brady was only 4.4. So, yeah, Brady, you know, was in the same offense with the same, most of the time, the same head coach, the same coordinators, all those times. So you're naturally going to react and be more consistent. But I do think there are times he doesn't really see the field as quickly as he ought to see the field.
Fortunately, that can be something he can improve upon, right, Coach?
No question. But you know this? I found this out by coaching Coach Warner, Kurt Warner. Some guys just see it, period.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
That's fascinating. You know,
Dick, we get all kinds of credit for coaching a Hall of Fame quarterback out of the Arena League. Okay?
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, the very first game he started, he beat a very fine football team.
Yeah.
And threw the hell out of the ball.
Yeah.
And his first 6 games of his career, no quarterback starting his first 6 games in his career have ever matched those stats. So he just did it naturally. Mm-hmm. And you've been around those kind of guys. Hey, I'm sure Montana was somewhere close.
Yeah.
You know, and Steve Young and those guys. But I don't know if our quarterback, Jalen Hurts, is in that category, and it may take him a little longer within the same scheme.
Sure.
To get the same understanding, some people get it naturally.
Sure, that's fair. So Coach, at the end of this last game in the fourth quarter, we neglected to go up two scores because the field goal was 54 yards and we didn't have faith that Jake Elliott could make it from 54 yards. Do we have a kicker problem? Do we have a kicker confidence problem? What would you do in our situation?
Boy, that's tough. You know, I don't know the kicker personally. I would probably stay with him. I was always accused of staying with a player too long, especially if he was a real good attitude guy. If he was a questionable attitude, I wouldn't stay with him. But I would stay with him and try to get him going again. As I read, and you know, in watching the game, they talked about the win factors. I can remember in the old vet, we used to leave the end and the door open down at the end there sometimes because the wind could come through and move the ball around when you wanted it to move around.
All right.
So, and they did. You know, the wind was an issue. The wind was an issue. Most head coaches go through a period of time with a fine kicker that all of a sudden he's not a fine kicker. Sometimes they come out of it. I think most of the time the caliber of a kicker he is, they come out of it. Hey, just look at the Ravens. My God.
Yeah.
They're going through with the Ravens, you know. Normally, that caliber of kicker comes out of it, especially if he's handled properly by the head coach and the special teams coach. They come out of it.
Unbelievable. Dick Vermeil with us here, as always. Typically, though, on Friday, right now on Thursday. Dick, two final things. So, the one seed. You know, the Eagles obviously could win in Detroit in the playoffs if they had to, but it's a lot harder. Can you put into words with four games to go, and of course you famously won one of the most important games the Eagles have ever played at home, and who knows what would have happened if you had to play that game in 1980 in Dallas. But how important, with the four games remaining, how important do you think it is for the Eagles' chances to get to the Super Bowl that they get that one seed?
I think it's critical. I think it's critical for all teams. I don't think any team that's gotten to the Super Bowl was so good they couldn't take advantages of the advantages, okay? And it's an advantage to play a playoff game at home, no question to me, and especially in our place. You know, my God, you can't go into a stadium that would be any more fired up or intense or motivated than our home fans playing Detroit here, okay, or whoever it is. I think we're good enough to go to Detroit and beat Detroit as long as Detroit doesn't play their best game.
Sure.
You just never know.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden they could turn the ball over and they haven't been turning the ball over. The quarterback threw four or five interceptions in one game and won, okay?
Yeah.
And since then he hasn't thrown interceptions. But it still might not end up being Detroit. They've got some tough games to play.
Sure do.
Know?
That's right. And
so,
Dick,
you're right. Right now I think as a head coach, I would – just hope to hell we could get that home field advantage.
Yeah, it's big. Dick, final thing, two-part question. How good are the Pittsburgh Steelers, and what is your prediction for the Eagles and Steelers on Sunday?
The Pittsburgh Steelers are a good football team. They're always a good football team, as you know, over the years. What Tomlin has done, and it was done before him, it's in the organization, it's bred, it's almost like they get a vaccination, that they're going to play tough, hard-nosed football. I think they preach it. A rookie, a first-round pick comes in there. Right off the bat, they know the atmosphere, what it is and what it's going to be, and it's always going to be. So they're always going to be tough. These two teams, as you really study them, are really a good matchup. They're really a good matchup. Statistically, the Eagles are slightly better, okay? Pittsburgh doesn't throw interceptions, really, and now we don't either, you know. But I think our advantage right now in two quarterbacks, I got here nine different quarterback stats, Russell Wilson is slightly better. But two critical ones were the Eagles, and Jalen are better, is in third down conversion, we're at 43-3, okay? They are at 39. That's a big percentage. A red zone, we're at 59-6 scoring a touchdown. Pittsburgh's only 44. That's our edge, and we have to keep playing like that Sunday.
Good stuff. Hey, Coach, thanks so much for being a huge part of the program today. Let me remind everyone, if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get delicious Vermeil wine shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com. That, again, that website, vermeilwines.com, as we approach the holidays for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach Jamil, have a wonderful week. We look forward to talking to you next weekend, or next week.
Okay, the one last thing. My computer says the Eagles win by 7.
Eagles by 7. We'll take it. Thank you, Dick.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, take care.
All right, the legendary coach of the Eagles, Dick Vermeil.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.